But the problem is, if you do this, if this is how you react in a general way to the things that trigger you in your life, you end up overweight, unhealthy, things get worse. And so I'll bring back my point to what successful people do. They get triggered like everyone else by things, by the things that happen in their life. But what it triggers them to do is different.
What's up, my friend? I'm health expert Ted Rice, and today I'm coming to you from Phuket, Thailand, but I spent the past weekend in Singapore, the city country of Singapore. In fact, they refer to it as that because there's only like 5 million people in it. It's the smallest country I've ever been to, but it's also a really cool place. And today, I'm really excited to share another installment of Real Talk Friday. And that's what we're calling it. But if this is your first time listening to Legendary Life, what this show is all about is clearing up health and fitness confusion by breaking down science-based information on how to lose fat, prevent disease, and live a longer, healthier life. So if that's what you're interested in, then you're in the right place. And what Real Talk Friday is about is it's just a way for us to connect on a deeper level. I've been wanting to share some of the stories, some of the experiences that I'm having here traveling for the past nearly 2 years now in Southeast Asia, predominantly in Southeast Asia, although I've been to a few other places as well. And with the goal of either inspiring you or teaching you something, something to help you in your life. Now, before I talk about what I'm going to talk about today and share the story with you today, I want to tell you about the supplement guides that we've produced. Now, we've already put out the audio version of the Muscle Growth and Workout Performance Supplement Guide. If you haven't listened to that on the audio, you should. But if you want to actually watch the presentation, which is shorter actually than the audio version and shows you the dosages, shows you the products that I recommend, gives you the promo codes, and teaches you exactly which supplements to use, which ones to avoid, and as well as how much to take of the ones that work and when to take them, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/supplements and you can get all the guides as we release them. So the first guide was the Muscle Growth and Workout Performance Guide. The next guide will be fat loss. So you're going to want to pay attention to that because you're going to be blown away about how many of the fat loss supplements actually don't work, but there are a couple that do. And that's going to be coming up next. And you can find that all again at legendarylifepodcast.com/supplements. So let me jump into today's story. So the first Real Talk Friday, I talked about how I got dengue fever and how it really kicked my butt. It was terrible. Go and listen to that first Real Talk Friday episode, last Friday's episode, if you want to hear more about it. But what I wanted to tell you is that I'm starting to come out of it. In fact, I'm in the 90%, still not 100, but I had to leave Thailand. And I want to tell you, with the dengue fever thing, it gave me a taste of what it's like to be out of shape. And before I got dengue fever, I was really on top of the world. I was training with pro fighters doing kickboxing, Thai kickboxing. I'm down to 185 pounds at 12% body fat and really doing well, just on top of the world. Business was going well. Everything was going well. And then I got bit by a mosquito and got sick. And it put me on my butt for a good month. Really set me back work-wise. I went to the gym for the first time after a few weeks of struggling with dengue fever, could barely lift weight. And then all of a sudden I had to leave Thailand because my visa was up. So I chose to go to Singapore. And what an incredible place. But little did I know I was going to Singapore and I didn't want to go. I felt anxiety about going. I didn't feel good physically. And I started to get really anxious, nervous about it. And it was strange because a month before I was on top of the world, super confident. And it just reminded me of how much our physical health plays into our confidence in life. And I'm not talking about confidence with the way we look. So many of us, we like, well, you know, I look in the mirror and I don't feel good about what I see. And I respect that and I appreciate that. But even if you look, I look in the mirror, I liked what I saw. But because of where my health was, because of getting sick, it didn't matter that I looked good because I felt so bad and I was not confident. And it wasn't because of my life or where I am in my life or all these other things. My life is going great and it's getting better and business is getting better and I'm getting in better shape, or at least was, and then now I'm getting back in shape. And what I want to tell you, or ask you rather, is do you notice that too? Do you notice that it's not even, oh, I look in the mirror and I don't feel confident about what I see. It's just about how you feel and how you feel when you show up. Because when you're feeling bad, and let's say you got to go into a job interview or maybe a meeting where you've got to do a presentation, or maybe you're a salesperson and you've got to talk to your clients and help them with something or sell them on something, it influences every area of your life. And it doesn't matter what you look like as much as what you feel like. And what I started to realize is that even though I was in great shape in a month prior before I got sick, I had gotten completely out of shape. I could barely move and spent most of the time in bed. And I was really feeling it. And it was affecting everything. My coaching calls weren't as good with my clients. My ability to, I had some breakthrough calls. I didn't do a good job. And, you know, here I am. I'm just, you know, I wasn't sleeping well. And in fact, the first few days before I left to Singapore, I was waking up in the middle of the night. Now, when I had dengue fever, I was sleeping like all day long. I was just falling asleep and sleeping, then wake back up. And I didn't really have much trouble sleeping. I was sleeping so much. And my Oura Ring, I see all the data there on my from my Oura Ring. It was very interesting. And then I got into this cycle where I was waking up in the middle of the night at about 2 or 3 or even 4 in the morning. And then I would be up for a couple hours and it would take me an hour or even 2 to go back to bed. And what was really stressing me out before I went to Singapore, I didn't want to wake up my wife because we, you know, sleep in the same bed. And I was waking up and shifting around, and the bed is pretty good here, actually. One of the things you realize in Asia is some of the beds aren't very good, and they transfer energy like movement really easily, but we've got a good bed. But I was still waking her up and I felt so bad about it. It was just making me more stressed out. And then I went to Singapore, and while it was good to get away, it put on this other stress, the stress of travel, and I wasn't feeling like doing it. Then I had to talk to people. Right? I had to go and do the breakfast buffet in the morning. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but have you ever been in a hotel and it's a breakfast buffet and it's super duper crowded, especially because the Formula One was going on in Singapore and there's all these people and they've, you know, they're all in there for the parties and the F1. And I'm just like, I feel terrible. And I felt like such a weirdo. And again, it's just because my health got knocked on its butt because I got sick. It wasn't because of insecurity or any of those things. And also, I wasn't sleeping well. It was purely physical in nature, how I was showing up and where my anxiety was coming from. And the other lesson that I want to talk about here is that I also realized something about myself and about people who are very successful with maintaining their fitness levels for the long term, maintaining a healthy body fat percentage, maintaining a high level of fitness, maintaining their muscle mass, muscle strength, is that a lot of people get triggered by something that happens, a fight with their spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend, their kids are acting up, they had an issue with their boss, something happened in their life, and what does it trigger them to do? It triggers them to treat themselves poorly. So what do they do? They don't go to the gym. They sit around and watch TV or scroll on social media or whatever it is, but you don't go to the gym. You don't push yourself to exercise. It doesn't trigger you to do that. It triggers you to do the opposite. And when it comes to food, what does it trigger you to do? Well, it triggers you to go and reach for the comfort food because you're trying to change your physiology. You're trying to feel better. And watching some Netflix while downing some pizza or some ice cream, it changes you. It makes you, the ice cream's tasty. The show on Netflix is engaging. It takes you away. It's some escapism. But the problem is, if you do this, if this is how you react in a general way to the things that trigger you in your life, you end up overweight, unhealthy, things get worse, And so I'll bring back my point to what successful people do. And again, we're talking about success in the health and fitness area. I got triggered so much by like, why am I having this anxiety? Why am I having trouble? Why am I so anxious and nervous just being around a bunch of people in a buffet in a nice hotel? Why am I feeling this way? And so it triggered me to step up. And I realized this is one of the keys that all people share who maintain their health and fitness over the long term. They get triggered like everyone else by things, by the things that happen in their life. But what it triggers them to do is different. I forced myself to go to the gym the first day I got to Singapore. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go work out. They've got a nice gym there. It's a nice hotel. I'm going to go work out. And so I did it. I felt better. And then I worked out the next day. And then the next day. Actually, that's not true. The last day, I was only there for a couple of days. The day that I left, I don't think I worked out. I don't think I did any cardio. So it triggered me to go work out, to get back in shape. And I did a cardio workout and I did a strength training workout when I was there. It also triggered me to do more meditation because meditation, especially the somatic meditation that I do, handles my anxiety levels like a boss. It was more powerful for me than exercise when dealing with my anxiety. Exercise may work fine for some people, but sometimes it even makes me more jittery and shaky and anxious if I really push myself hard in a workout. Can you relate to that? Have you ever experienced that? And so for those of us who have that experience, we need something different. And meditation, specifically the somatic meditation that I do, is just a game changer. I've been meditating every day for such a long time, almost every day. But when I got sick, I could hardly meditate because I had such a severe headache from the dengue fever. And then I was just sleeping all the time. I got out of the habit of meditating, and I knew I needed to get back to it because it was so powerful. It is so powerful. In fact, I meditated today, first thing in the morning before I did anything else. I did a meditation, my somatic meditation. And so it triggered me to do these things. By the way, I will say this though, nutrition-wise, I wasn't trying to be that strict because I was in Singapore. The food is just incredible in Singapore. But I actually got leaner even eating the Indian food, the Hokkien Chinese food that's available there. That's delicious. And what else did I have? And the Western buffet. I haven't had cheese, you know, like the artisanal cheeses in so long. And I had cheeses for breakfast. It was just delicious at the buffet at this hotel. It's a very nice hotel. And so I just went for it. But I was doing it because, you know, I wasn't eating for comfort. I still got in my salad. I still got in my, you know, at least 5 servings of veggies per day. I got in my protein. I just happened to have some dessert around with it. I happened to have some cheese. I happened to have some other things. But the point is, it triggered me to do the right things. And what I want to suggest to you is that one of the keys that you're missing, if you're struggling with this falling off the wagon, getting back on, is this shift from being triggered from something negative happening in your life and causing you to treat yourself poorly and to use food to try to fix something that food can't fix, or to use TV, or to use, you know, action movies, violent movies, exciting series, rom-coms, whatever you're into. Or maybe some of you go shopping, or maybe, you know, the retail therapy, right? But the problem is those things never fix the problem. Whereas really getting yourself into top shape can fix a lot. Aerobic exercise changes your brain. In fact, it makes your memory better. And they found a correlation. They did a study in Sweden where they were looking at, okay, what is the connection between, what is the thing that most influences intelligence? And what they found was aerobic fitness was the big connection between intelligence levels and Well, just intelligence levels. They found the connection between aerobic fitness and intelligence levels. So this goes beyond just looking better or even having a healthy circulatory system and a strong heart and strong muscles. This is affecting your brain. It's affecting your intelligence, your clarity, your mental sharpness. And when you make that shift and get triggered to start to do the things that build you back up when you're feeling down, that is when you start to become ferocious in life. That's when you start to become unstoppable in life. That's when the negative things happen. And what do? Instead of drinking alcohol or, you know, smoking weed or doing some other drug, popping opioids or Xanax or, you know, retail therapy or whatever it is, you look to the things that make you feel empowered. And I want to ask you, what are you doing? Do you shy away and start to treat yourself poorly when bad things happen in your life? Or do you double down on the thing that actually make you feel better? And I want to suggest to you that when you make that shift, and this is the shift that I help create for my coaching clients in my coaching program, everything in your life will get better because health and fitness is the foundation. It affects everything in your life. And a win for your health and fitness is a win for your finances. It's a win for your relationship. It's a win for you being a good parent. It's a win for everything. So that's what I wanted to share with you. Start looking at health and fitness as something that is beyond just not getting heart disease or cancer or losing a few pounds or just being healthier. This is about winning in life. It's about staying engaged in life, staying connected in life. It's about stepping up and staying on top. And when you get knocked off, which will happen in life, get triggered to get back on and to fight to where you were before. And once you're able to do that, wow, I felt like I got knocked on my ass. But today, and even yesterday, I'm getting my power back. I'm getting my fitness back. I am getting back on top of things, not just my health, my resting heart rate, the amount of weight I'm lifting in the gym, but showing up for my clients, showing up on the breakthrough calls and finding out whether the person on the other end of the line is a right fit, whether they should be part of it or not, and showing up for my wife, showing up and doing the work that I need to do to keep this business running. So that's what I wanted to share with you. And I want to wrap up now. But again, once you're able to make this shift and use your down moments as an opportunity to lift yourself back up instead of beating yourself down further, life is going to be better. You are going to grow. Every area of your life will improve. So that's it for today's Real Talk Friday. Again, if you enjoyed that first audio episode supplement guide that we put up, the presentation is even better. So go to legendarylifepodcast.com/supplements and we will send you all the supplement guides. These are free. You don't have to pay for them. We put them together because we want to step up here in the podcast, in the level of content that we're producing for you. And so it's a gift. It's for you. It's free. LegendaryLifePodcast.com/supplements. And we will send all the presentations, all the PDF downloads and everything else to you for free. All right. So hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you learned something. And I hope you challenge yourself to start lifting yourself back up when you're feeling down. Focus on it. Challenge yourself to it. And that's what I want to leave you with. Hope you have an amazing weekend, and I'll speak to you soon.